So what do we give Christopher Morales, who you just heard there, what do you give him in NBA 2K radio ratings?
You're going to give Chris Morales a rating?
Yeah, give him a rating.
I mean, I guess he gets more airtime than anyone, right?
He does. He's on an awful lot.
All day, actually.
All day.
You hear him all day.
All day.
I mean, I think we should give him a really high rating because he does have the power to clip off really embarrassing bad things that we say.
I'm going
to
give him a 79. I'm going to give him a 79.
Woo,
Mace. Oh, man, that's low, man.
No, highest rated good. Imaging guy on the board.
Imaging guy, or are we just rating him amongst radio personalities?
Yeah, radio personality.
He's the hardest working guy here. What are you talking about?
79.
He
lives all
region
of our
blabbering.
Am I missing it, or have I missed a new rejoin today? I heard the one at the beginning, but I haven't heard a new one since then.
Well, that's not on me. That's not on us, man. Just,
no, that's why I'm giving him a 79.
Okay, you're taking off next week, but that, you know, you still want a 99. You're giving him a 79?
That's load management.
It's load management. I'm going to go with Mace on this one.
Oh, yeah. No.
I always stick up for you on your load management. One, because it gives me something to do when you're off.
We get a fresh open every day, Mace. Fresh open.
As an associate producer of this show, as associate producers go, Jorge, you get a 99.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, gracias.
Lindsay, as a senior producer on this show, you get a 98.
Whoa.
How do you feel?
Thanks, bud. I'd like to think that I'm a 99, just like you think you're a 99.
We can't all be 99s, Lindsay. We can't all
You're
be
right.
99s.
That's why I would disagree with yours quite a bit. But mine is definitely a 99.
Man, you guys are like Kevin Durant over here. Look how thin skin. This is like getting under. This is met.
You wait a minute.
Hey, I'm not the one who's offended by there being another show on a new show on a billboard.
Just for the record, Chris, you got a 99 from me, man. Mm. 99 from me.
Yeah, 79 from me, Chris. Keep up the good work. Keep improving. Always get better. Always be improving. That's what I say. So, yeah, no, I'm the one that does get upset that there's a billboard with Travis and Sliwa outside of it. And I'll tell you what, I'm hoping that by the time we actually open the season, that's just our preseason billboard. Mm. You know, that's just the preseason billboard. That once we get to opening night, Sunday Night Football, Chicago Bears, that's when I'm expecting to see Mason and Ireland Love. What?
O'Shea has weighed in. GOAT guest host has entered the chat.
Uh-oh.
What do you give O'Shea?
O'Shea.
I think he's like over in Ireland or something right now. He's like overseas.
Is he really over in Ireland?
Doing something.
I give O'Shea a 97.
What can he improve upon to get your 99?
Availability. Yeah. He's in Ireland, you just said.
I know. It's like 11 o'clock at night there.
And he's listening. God bless Shea. We need more people like Shea. I'm going 98 for Shea. Momo, as fill-ins go, you're my 99.
Yeah.
When given a choice, when they say, okay, Ireland's gone, who do you want to get? I always say, Momo.
Am I your only option, though?
No, I've got other options. You're my go-to.
Thanks.
I've got other options. Yeah. I tell you, don't we have a Kamenetsky that's
still
running around?
Nope. Not anymore. No. Mm-mm. Your other option is pull Travis off the mid-morning spectacular.
That's basically what we did the last time.
Well, that happened because every other person couldn't do it, and we felt bad. I felt terrible asking him to work an additional show, you know, because he also
does it all the time.
Yeah, but he does the mornings, and then he does his own show, and then he had to do another show. So it's three shows.
A lot of talking.
I totally agree with you. I thought it was I think that should have been the birth of the Steve Mason show. The big solo show.
We saw that once before.
It was much better than you remember it. All right, so. Momo, this interview with Jeannie Buss.
Yeah.
She talks about fantasy football.
What'd she say?
She says she couldn't play anymore because of the Washington football team name. It just rubbed her the wrong way, so she stopped playing a long time ago, many years. But like I couldn't say in the draft, and one season I would refuse to draft players from that team. Now, I understand that she dropped out of fantasy football. I am, I have become undeniably the worst fantasy sports player in the world. I cannot understand where I went wrong. I used to win every league. Like, you're in our baseball league. I am battling for seventh place right now.
And you're trying. Like, it'd be one thing if you're one of those teams that just, like, mails it in. Like, okay, I'm not going to win. One of the teams in our league is just, you know, they're not playing.
Hadn't even looked at it in a while.
Yeah, they have five guys on the injured list. You're like, come on, man. Just, like, replace your guys at least.
Yeah.
They've been on the injured list for a month.
I'm trying, and I'm battling for seventh.
Yeah, and you can't even pass that team that's not even trying.
And fantasy football season's coming up, and I know exactly what my problem is. My problem is that I become too emotionally attached to players, and I make irrational decisions. So, for example, I've got the first pick in our fantasy football draft. I am 99.9% sure I'm going to take Christian McCaffrey. I think he's the right guy, don't you?
Who are your other choices?
Saquon Barkley. No. You got to go running back at one.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I don't know. Wildcat was my guy last year, and he got hurt, and he was out a lot, and I don't know.
Yeah, no, Christian McCaffrey had a lost season last year, but I still like him better than any. But here's what comes. When it comes back around on the snake draft, I want to make sure that I have Matthew Stafford. So I'm going to reach for Matthew Stafford in the third round.
I don't think
which is
that.
A total reach,
you know,
but
it's
I want
never
Stafford
a good idea.
Team.
I wouldn't do
it's
that.
It's never a good idea to draft your own quarterback because then you end up with all kinds of moral dilemmas.
Stafford's not going to go that high. You can wait till like the seventh or eighth round.
I don't know. So, I just, first of all, that's third round is insanely high for Stafford, and you probably could go the entire, you know, the entire draft without anybody drafting him. He'll go undrafted in leagues.
No, he will not.
Yes, he will. He will. How many people are in your league?
12.
Yeah, he'll definitely go undrafted. If you don't draft him, I wouldn't be surprised if he went undrafted.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Of course he'd be drafted.
Yeah, I don't think he's
not in fantasy.
This is the Sean McVay offense.
He'll be drafted, but late, like 10th round. Like, you know how Rivers always got drafted late? He'll be like that.
I'm pulling up the most recent ratings for... They've got Matthew Berry has got him at 12.
Exactly. So if it's a 12-team league, then there's a good chance that somebody's going to pick someone other than him.
And I'm still going to do the emotional thing, and I'm still going to take him. And you know the other thing I do that's ridiculous? I cannot on my team have a 49er or a Seahawk.
I understand that.
I just don't want to be in a position where I'm rooting for DK Metcalf against the Rams.
I'm okay with that. You know what? I have a theory that – so in my team in our fantasy baseball league – yep. I seem to have all of the domestic violence guys.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, it's terrible. I have Ozuna. I have Starlin Castro. I have Bauer. I mean, I just got to drop these guys. I think it's bad juju.
Yeah, you tried to trade me Bauer.
Yeah, I was like, get rid of this guy.
Before all this stuff.
Yeah, before. I had a bad feeling.
Yeah.
No, I mean, but... I think when you have like people with checkered pass, right, or they have bad marks on that, like that can mess up your fantasy sports team too.
So
I have no proof to this. This is an irrational thought.
There was
thought,
news
but
about the Trevor Bauer hearing today, right?
I can sort of briefly summarize it. Yeah. So right now they were having a hearing where the woman who has accused him of what do we call it? Is domestic violence? I guess is that what we call it there.
I guess we would.
Yeah.
Call
so
it
she
that, yeah.
she had filed a temporary restraining order. That's why that's what brought this to the legal system in the forefront in the first place. And the judge, after 3 days of hearing from her and Bauer's attorney and some other folks, has dismissed the temporary restraining order. But he is still under investigation by the Pasadena Police Department and other law enforcement agencies. So this is what's going to happen now. And dismissing the temporary restraining order doesn't mean that...
The investigation is over.
Right. It doesn't mean anything. It just basically means... A restraining order is the judge decided that's not what's called for here. I think the ruling was that didn't determine him to be a direct threat to her right now. So it has nothing to do with what happened before. And some of the testimony that came in today was like Bauer's attorney admitted that he choked her out with her hair.
Yeah.
I mean, that
Bauer did not testify himself.
Decided not to testify
on
his own behalf. So this is the takeaway for the Dodgers is, his status, his latest, you know, they've been extending this administrative leave with Major League Baseball. That got that expires tomorrow. So they can extend it again. Baseball can do that. But it becomes a little more questionable. Are they going to do that while these ongoing police investigations are going on?
Yeah. So, I mean, what is the right move there? I think you keep them on administrative leave.
You keep them on the leave. I mean, there's very probably going to be either some charges filed or some kind of resolution.
Major League Baseball investigation.
Yeah.
And when we had
what's-his-face on with us the other day. What's-his-face? Andrew Friedman on the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things I don't think people understand is that baseball, Major League Baseball and the Players Association have an agreement that in situations like this, Major League Baseball is handling this. The Dodgers actually don't have any say over what's going on right now. This is all on Major League Baseball. So at some point, it could be a Dodger decision. So, the Dodgers can't just decide we're going to cut him. They can't decide that right now. It's on Major League Baseball. If they could try to, if they cut him, they're just on the hook for all the salary then.
Mm.
That's the move.
By the way, the big question is, are they on the hook for next year's salary?
Yeah.
They are, no matter what.
Right now,
there's no way to avoid the second year deal.
Because it's not up to them right now. It's between the players' union and Major League Baseball. And if I were the Dodgers, okay, I would be wanting control back over the situation. They're the ones paying a salary.
Sure.
If they don't want to keep paying a salary, or if they want to, you know, cut them or get rid of this situation, they can. But it's hard for them right now with the union and with Major League Baseball. So I would, if I were the Dodgers, that's what I'd be asking for, right? We should have control over this. But
yeah,
that was collectively bargained with the union. So we'll see. I think there'll be some movement on that now that this case has had some kind of a ruling, at least.
And by the way, a lot of people have tweeted and said, why aren't you talking about the testimony and all that stuff? It's because it's just not our department. It's just not. I don't want to go through. You can definitely read all of the text messages and the stuff that went back and forth. I just don't think it has a place on our show. Do you?
It's hard because our show is fun and we're talking about sports in a very fun escapist way. And this is a very serious issue that I think is really important to not only the Dodgers and what's going on, but also our world, just in the way things get these stories get out there and litigated.
Sure.
It's really important for people to understand. It is a bit of a serious downer.
Oh, I mean, it's the details are disgusting.
Yeah, it's terrible.
The details are disgusting.
Yeah.
So if you want to read them, go read them. You're not going to get them here. All right, coming up next for you, Momo, one of the worst things you can eat, it has been proven scientifically, is a hot dog. I will explain next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so a little piece of updated information. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Momo's in for John. The punishment has been revealed for fans in that Rams stadium brawl. We talked a lot about this on Monday. A Rams fan got, I mean, I think I've got this right, because we had the guy on. A Rams fan got beat up or taken to task by a Chargers fan. Yeah, the guy wearing 99. He was saved by the police, but in the meantime, a woman threw a soda into the crowd and basically reignited the fight when it was going to start to break up. So the SoFi Stadium and the Rams have officially conducted an investigation. And according to a SoFi statement, a number of the individuals who participated in the fight have been banned from attending any future events at the facility. An investigation into the incident is ongoing, though no arrests have been made. The statement reads, "We are actively working to identify the remaining individuals involved. We will continue to work with security, law enforcement, league officials to evaluate our protocols to ensure a family-friendly environment where fans and guests can safely enjoy themselves." So they're identifying these people slowly from video. Everybody's got a camera now, so everybody's taking video. We all know that woman. She has to be on the banned list, right?
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's very ineffective to say this person is banned because it is easy for somebody to still come into the stadium.
Yeah, it's super easy.
It's like easy.
Although everybody knows
elude.
What she looks like now.
I was going to say, I don't think it's going to be that easy for that woman because she's everywhere on social media.
Yeah, she really was. Even her name was out there. So you're right. It's going to be much tougher for her. But they are cracking down on this. And I anticipate, because it's Raider fans, there will probably be fights on Saturday at SoFi. Because that's what Raider yeah. fans do. Right, Momo?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to deny that. Like, they kind of go, you know, I would say they have a quick trigger.
Very quick trigger. Very quick trigger. Yeah, so I'm actually kind of glad I'm not going to be there on Saturday. We're leaving on vacation. You know who's using the tickets, my tickets for Saturday?
Who?
I offered them to you. I offered them to Ireland. Offered them to Jorge. It's going to be Greg Bergman.
Oh, that's nice.
Corporate Greg.
That's cool.
Is going to get to go to, and he's a Raiders fan.
Yeah.
He's a Raiders fan, so he's going to be out there.
So Mace, you're complaining about the Rams fans selling their tickets to the preseason game, but you're giving your tickets to a Raiders fan. Do you feel bad about that at all?
No, not in the slightest. It's a preseason game. None of it matters. I mean, literally none of it matters. Mm-hmm. We barely watched the game on Saturday for the Rams-Chargers game. There really wasn't much to watch. We didn't know. I saw the Perkins kid play quarterback. He looked really good. I guess he's going to make the practice squad probably. Xavier Jones and Raymond Calais and Jake Funk and those guys were out running. I can't tell who was better of the three. Raymond Calais looks like he could be the kick returner. But honestly, it's a bunch of players whose names we don't even know and who aren't even going to be in the roster by the time we get to opening night. So, yeah, I don't regret giving up my tickets for Saturday, especially given that I'm leaving the country. All right, so I wanted to get to this, Momo. You know, we eat a lot of junk food. I'll speak for myself here. Mm-hmm. I eat a lot of junk food in life. It's why I weigh 212 pounds, which is at a historically high weight for me.
Well, you've gone bigger than that, right?
I've been bigger. Yeah, I've been in the 230s.
Yeah, you're good.
I've been much, much bigger. So there are some scientific evidence that has come out that's really interesting. So you can subtract 11 minutes from your life for every cigarette you smoke.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
If you are someone who has more than 5 alcoholic drinks per week, you can deduct 15 minutes whenever they down an alcoholic drink.
So wait, say that again. If you have more than
so
five?
If you, in other words, if you're a drinker, if you have more than 5 alcoholic drinks a week, mm-hmm. 5 glasses of wine, 5 beers, whatever it is, you can deduct 15 minutes of your life for every single one of those.
Mm, wow.
Now, according to Yahoo, there was a survey at the University of Michigan, and the worst junk food that you can eat is a hot dog.
Wow.
Top offender. A hot dog.
How many minutes?
You can subtract 36 minutes of your life for every hot dog you eat.
Dang.
36 minutes of your life. Now, you're not thinking about that now, obviously, because 36 minutes
is way
in the
future. I know, but those add up.
But 36 minutes of your life, gone.
How many hot dogs do you think you've eaten in your life?
God. You know, it generally is always either on the 4th of July, Labor Day, or at a game.
Yeah, me too.
Those are kind of the places where you eat hot dogs, but minus 36 minutes. Now,
well, let's say we average like 20 hot dogs a year. I don't think that sounds a little high, but it's probably right if you think about how many games we go to a game, you get 2.
Right, right.
You know,
so 20 hot dogs a year.
Okay, and you're
so are you doing the math?
Cause yeah, okay, 20 times I'm 42, so that is 84, yeah. Right?
84 minutes.
No, 80. Yeah.
84 minutes? Is
no,
that right?
That's how many hot dogs I need to 84 times. How many minutes did you say it was?
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm in a Stanford algebra class.
No, it's not that bad. We got it. Okay, so let's say how
84
many.
84 times 34 minutes.
Yeah, you said 34. Is that what it was?
Yes.
37 or 34?
34.
All right. It's 2,856 minutes. Okay, so let's divide that by 60 because that's an hour.
Oh, this is like math on the
47 hours.
47 hours.
Okay, so that is 2 days, basically.
From eating 10 hot dogs a year, right? Is that
20
what
hot dogs. We're
20
averaging
hot
20.
Dogs a year.
That sounds a little high, but well, you know, we're going to go with it. That's 2 days. All right, 2 days.
2 days of your life. And every year that you eat 20 hot dogs, it's another 2 days of your life.
No, that's not, that's cumulative. That's over the 42 years we're talking here.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not
well,
so
that's
bad.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
It's not so bad. Now, okay, now let me do the reverse.
That's not too bad, right?
Here's the reverse.
Yeah.
A serving of peanut butter represents a net gain of 33 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So you gain 33 minutes of life.
How do you figure that?
For a serving of peanut butter, because it's healthy. It's
super fattening.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's really fattening.
Fat is good for you in most cases.
Is it the good fat?
You do need fat. I mean, we do need fat, and peanut butter is, I think, based on that, I think it all evens out because I eat.
Yeah, and it's sugar and carbs that get you. Fat is actually pretty good for you.
Yeah, they say focus on your life.
I see that about hot dogs.
Goes up when you eat fish, fruits, nuts, and peanut butter.
Yeah, okay. I feel like I'm doing Weight Watchers points right now.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes, that's basically right. You know, that's how Weight Watchers works. Like,
it's weird to think about it, though.
They say, like, fruit and vegetables are free. So, like, when you get really hungry and you're like, dang, I only have 4 points left and I still have to eat dinner. And, like, your choices for dinner with 4 points is, like, you know, a piece of chicken at that point. I mean, it's not much. You can have
yeah,
this going to be
4 points. I don't know the Weight Watchers 4 points.
So
business.
You just eat, like, a lot of fruit and vegetables because those are free. Those are no
yeah,
points.
Okay,
you know?
Got it. Yeah, did you go to Weight Watchers?
Yeah, I've done that. Have
you?
Weight Watchers works, man. It totally works. It's basically counting calories, but it makes you just eat healthy in smaller portions. It's fine.
All right. hey, coming up for you next, I want to hit you with something.
Yeah.
You worked for a long time in a particular medium, and I question whether that medium is still alive.
Ooh.
That's coming up next for you. Momo is in for John, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, what's going on? Thursday with Momo hanging out, Mason and Ireland show. You know, Momo, you spent years and continue to spend years as a writer.
Yeah.
And would you say that you were a writer before you're a broadcaster?
Yeah, I think I'm still a writer before my broadcaster.
Okay. So Sports
I know you don't read, but it's okay.
I read some. Sports Illustrated was first published this week in 1954, and I don't even know if that's still a thing. Are magazines still a thing, or a magazine? You wrote for ESPN, the magazine. Are magazines over?
Yeah, that one's over.
ESPN, the magazine is gone.
Yeah. They invented called the internet. I think some people also call it the World Wide Web. I think that might be have
but
something
we're still
to do with
reading
this.
Magazine articles. Like Sports Illustrated now, still has articles. They're just not coming in a physical.
They have an actual magazine still.
Do they?
Yeah, I think it comes.
What's the point of having an actual magazine, though?
Some people read them. Some people, they go to doctor's offices.
It's there for a doctor's office.
Yeah, those and people
doctor's
still get the print edition.
Airport.
Yeah,
those
I know it's weird.
Don't most people just look at their phones in the doctor's office in the airport now?
Yeah, and also probably COVID, not safe, I guess. people still read magazines. There's still newsstands. There's still covers. I mean, it's tough. I'll be honest. Magazines exist for the brand, okay?
Right.
So Sports Illustrated was purchased by a branding company. They were just going to use the Sports Illustrated brand because it is a valuable brand. It's not like you can call it the Sports Illustrated. You can have a party. Sports Illustrated is hosting a gala, an art ceremony, whatever you want, the swimsuit edition. You don't actually have to have the physical magazine. To do that, ESPN, the magazine, we shifted into something called Cover Story.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's right on the front page
of ESPN. And it still has great photography. So what people really like is the photography. So if you're a lot of the athletes, like, don't you want to be in a cover shoot? We got a cover for you. We got a cover story.
Right. So now the cover, instead of the magazine, is the website.
Yeah, it's online. Not the same thing. Agreed.
No. Nope.
Not the same thing. But we still need a place for great photography. We still need a place for, they call it editorial, you know, editorial photography. Yeah, I know. It's
you
not
know,
the same.
I made, before the pandemic, I made the cover of a magazine.
Which magazine?
It's called The Argonaut. It's for West LA. And the photographer was excellent. And that probably will be my first and last magazine cover because I just don't think they do such things anymore, right?
Is that some publication that you have supported financially?
No.
Maybe? No, you'd have to, like...
They just reached out to me.
Nice. So it's legit.
It's like a local Playa Vista,
you know,
Marina Del Rey.
I'll tell you, those make a lot of money. Those local publications make a lot of money because the advertising, like local ads. So it used to be newspapers used to exist on classified ads, and there were three main categories: real estate, car sales, and retail. So we got a sale at Macy's. We got, the local Honda dealership. The people used to list their houses for sale. You know, that's
right,
where
sure,
you used to.
Sure.
That's where you used to find it. Now all of those things are online, which is basically the ad revenue.
Yeah.
So now there's people still do obituaries that they charge for those.
Yep,
they do. Some local businesses will advertise in the newspaper and things like that. But there's not really a lot. But if you're a local business, like let's say you just have one location in a spot in the valley or something, it's still good to advertise in the daily news because you're going to be targeted.
Yeah,
targeted
you're going
to
be very
to people.
Targeted towards yeah. older people. Older people,
older people
still
who live in the area where
magazines.
Your business is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I remember growing up seeing something called the Penny Saver.
Yeah, Penny Saver.
Yeah. Penny Saver. And that used to be full of ads and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So
they still
online.
Are. Penny Saver still.
Oh, I thought
still
it was
around.
Online now. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Do you still what news sources do you subscribe to?
I am an online subscriber to the LA Times,
yep.
to the Los Angeles Daily News,
yep.
New York Times, San Francisco Chronicle, and Washington Post.
Washington Post. What about The Athletic?
Yeah, The Athletic. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, I'm Athletic, LA Times, Southern California News Group, which is LA Times,
yep.
New York Times, and Washington Post. I don't know how you get San Francisco Chronicle.
You know what? I just was reading a lot of Warrior stories once, and I did it. And they had a special. It was like $1 for the rest of the year, so I did it.
Do you, Lindsay, do you subscribe to anything?
Yeah. Again, because magazines don't really exist anymore because of the internet, which I find astonishing that you didn't know how that worked. I subscribe
what
to.
What are you talking about? That's a question.
You're like, what? I know, but I just think
they
it's
still make Sports Illustrated magazine.
They make like 12 of them. They make like one a month. It's kind
they
of
still exist. If you walk through an airport, there are magazines.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you make money at it. What do you subscribe to, Linz?
The Athletic,
yep.
the LA Times. That's pretty much it because I did subscribe. Like the Washington Post is too expensive. I feel like that one's
It is pricey. New York
is
Times
it?
Is pricey. Yeah. Wall Street Journal super expensive.
New York Times is really good though. Come on. They got everything in there. You got to
subscribe. But with New York Times it's one where you can just clear your cache and, just get your three articles for free.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Yeah.
I even have
an
app. I have New York
often.
Times app. I have, I'm a pretty big New York Times reader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
went to Stanford. Yeah.
The world has changed so much. Like ESPN Plus now. A lot of the articles you
I know.
Need, that's another one.
You got to pay to read Momo now.
Got to pay to read the you get the first like four paragraphs.
Yeah, I try to make my leads shorter now.
And then you've got to go to the ESPN Plus.
Well, the other thing I do is like I try to tweet screenshots a little bit. Not the whole article, but like some of the main stuff. Because I know people are cheap and I don't want to buy it. But the truth is, this is the way of the world. People have to make, companies have to make money. We can't keep giving everything away for free. And I think that the next killer app, and I've said this for 10 years, so I don't know why nobody's taken this idea. But the next killer app is we just spent all this time unbundling ourselves.
Yes.
Let's bundle back up because there's too many things.
We are rebundling.
We need to rebundle.
Absolutely right. We thought getting rid of cable would be a really good thing.
Yeah, it sucks.
As it turns out, getting rid of cable has become the most expensive thing in the world because now you're paying for cable Plus, you're paying for Netflix and Prime and Apple Hulu. TV and Hulu.
Peacock.
And Peacock and Paramount Plus and all those ones.
I shelled out for the Sundance Channel. Can you believe that?
The Sundance Channel?
Yeah, I bought Sundance
Mace,
Channel.
Why do you still subscribe to cable, though, if you have all those other subscriptions?
Because how do I watch live sports?
I know.
You can watch live sports now based on...
I think
on...
Hulu. Hulu has it.
Hulu has it, and then there's also Fubo TV, and then Sling too. And there's, you know, there's
but
different.
Don't I
like,
also need Spectrum to be able to watch the Dodgers and the Lakers?
No,
I want to be able to buy Spectrum just standalone.
Yeah,
then I could cancel.
You can
then
get
I could,
the you can get the NBA package or the NBA what's the NBA TV where you just pick. Now they changed it so you don't have to just have like the whole NBA ticket or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You can just pick your team, and that gives you it's like. I think it's like $5.
Well,
bucks
let me tell you
something.
What the killer app is for media, okay?
Okay.
And I'm not talking TV. Okay, it's an iTunes style when you read stuff on the internet, and it would help everyone, okay? It would also cut down on clickbait because you'd really have to think about whether you want to click on stupid stories all the time.
What do you mean? What is the
1 cent per story, 1 cent per click. We have an iTunes, like a digital wallet, and everything you click on is like 1 cent, maybe even less than 1 cent. Maybe it's like you have a, you know, it's just every time you're just browsing the internet.
That's like a tax on people who want to know stuff.
Yeah, but I would much rather pay 1 cent per story than $5 a month for the New York Times.
Right, but you are essentially raising taxes on people who have no interest in subscribing to any publications at all.
Okay.
All of a sudden, people are
Well, no, you
money
don't have to be part of
the
consortium.
Internet.
So we get a consortium together of all the like 200 biggest newspapers, websites.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And that's part of the consortium. And then there's just like a digital cache. Yeah, I'm coming up with this. Like, somebody do this. Call me. I'll do it with you. I just don't know how to do the text.
Give your number.
Well, they do have Apple News, which Apple News like aggregates stories from all the popular websites.
Yeah,
but
Apple
I don't
News.
Think the money goes back to those newspapers.
I think it does. I think that they pay like a licensing deal.
Yeah, they actually
kind.
Pay placement.
Yeah.
To be
and
on
then,
Apple News.
If
yeah,
they did
that
it
the
other
true.
Way where you're saying, I feel like a lot of these companies make money off of the subscriptions because people forget about them or they...
Yeah, that's what happens.
You know,
and then all of a sudden you look
so
up and you're like, why did I just get charged, you know, $40
right,
by,
I went through,
you know...
Right. I went through my end of the month credit card statements. I'm like, why am I subscribing to the New York Times twice?
Yeah, I know that happens.
You know, it's it gets very, very confusing. But you're right, Momo. We are definitely bundling back up. I should look into getting rid of cable.
There's an easy way. I mean, I've survived. I've worked in sports my whole life, and I haven't had cable definitely since I moved here, and I'm able to watch everything that I want to watch with no problem as far as live sports go. There's definitely a way to do it. You just gotta pay attention and do the research and figure out like what apps have what.
Got it. All right, Lindsay, do you have a lot of stuff loaded for Radio Tinder?
Ooh.
All kinds of stuff.
All right, awesome. Coming up next for you is Radio Tinder. Linz is going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. And at the top of the hour, the famous person who is not planning to leave his fortune to his kids. That is coming up for you at 3 o'clock. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Yeah. Woo woo! Do it! Do it! All right, Linz, it is time for Radio Tinder. And if you do not follow Lindsay on Instagram, you are a loser. Lindsay, how do people find you?
That's real nice. Well, I don't think that people who don't follow me are losers, but they can follow me on Instagram at Lindsay Baseball.
Excellent.
All right, so Terrell Owens is already an NFL Hall of Fame wide receiver, but he might not be done playing just yet. Oh. In an interview he recently did with TMZ Sports, the 47-year-old said that he wants to return to the gridiron. Although T.O. hasn't played regular season down since in the NFL since 2010, he insists he's ready to go whenever he gets the call. In fact, he claimed to have run a 4.4 second 40-yard dash as recently as last week. Do you think that T.O. could make an NFL roster today at 47 years old? Swipe left or swipe right?
Swipe left, absolutely not. Under no circumstances can he make an NFL roster. In his last year, he caught – interesting, in his last year he caught 72 balls for 983 yards. Then it was over for him. That was in Cincinnati. That was his age 37 season. Age 44, wide receiver, taking shots, absolutely not, cannot do it.
Yeah.
47, by the way.
47. I think he would be the best player on your fantasy football team, right? Like, he's, if you were at the park and you were just throwing the ball, I've seen him. He works out in the Valley all the time. He's,
yeah.
You've seen him train.
I'm sure he's like, finally, he's amazing. Too. He always has been, yeah.
You know what he needs to get on is like Survivor or some kind. I mean, he would beast people on Survivor. Like, he'd be great. He needs to get on some kind of like reality TV show where physicality, like your physical ability is an asset. That'd be great. But not the NFL.
Not the NFL. Linz, do you think?
I don't know. I think if he is serious that he can still run a 4.440, then it'd be worth, you know, checking it out.
I wonder who the oldest active wide receiver in NFL history is.
I'll look that up when I'm done with Radio Tinder.
Excellent, excellent. All right, what's next?
All right, a 22-year-old, sorry for Chewy squeaking
That's
on his
That's all right,
toy
we love Chewy.
A 22-year-old can't figure out why his family insists that he sits at the kids' table. He shared his experience on Reddit's Am I the A-Hole forum, our favorite.
Your favorite.
And during a family gathering, he wanted to sit next to his dad. But his aunt insisted that unless he has kids or was at least 25, he had to sit with his elementary school-aged cousins. So he stormed out in the middle of dinner because he thought it was ridiculous. Now he's asking Reddit, is he the A-Hole? Swipe left or swipe right?
Momo?
I think I'm going to swipe right. Yeah, I'm okay with this one.
That's it?
So you think he is the A-hole?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually don't think he's the A-hole. No, I don't think
he's
the A-hole.
Not at 24. Who wants to sit with their elementary school-aged cousins at 24? That's rude.
Yeah, I don't think he's the A-hole. I totally understand his perspective on this.
Really?
Yeah,
I
completely.
Think it's your family, right?
Yeah, it's your family, but you know, there's like the little kids table and there's the grown-up table.
It's fine. I sit with the kids.
Well, that wasn't that a big deal when you were a kid, when you finally got to go to the grown-up table from the little kid table?
I don't know. I think I was, I used to always sit with the grown-ups. I was like very mature.
Yeah, I can see that of you. Linz, who's the A-hole?
Well, the fact that this family or this aunt in particular has this hard, fast rule of age 25 and this guy's 24 and he's like, no, I want to sit next to my dad during a family dinner. And the aunt is that insistent that, nope, yeah, wait till next year. I think it's silly and ridiculous. And I think if there's room at the table, you're like, let him sit there. I think it's silly.
If there's not, you sit at the kids table with your 10-year-old cousins. All right.
Exactly.
I've been the adult who sits at the kids table. I like it.
I do not.
No, you don't like kids?
I'm not a kids person. I mean, I this is
I'm not either.
You're a dog person.
I'm a dog person. I'm not a kids person. Yeah. God bless everybody who has kids. I know that's like the toughest.
I know.
Job
I get
it.
I know where you're at, Mace.
But I'm just not a kid guy.
I'll sit at the dog table.
Yeah, I'll sit at the dog table, but not the kid table.
Yeah.
I would sit at the dog table before the adult table.
I mean,
because
the truth is, before I had kids, like, I was more like you guys.
You were not a kid person?
I tried. Like, I would make an effort, though, because I wanted to be the cool aunt. And but I would go sit at the kid table and I would try to have fun, but it wasn't really my thing. But I would do it anyway just because I wanted to be the cool aunt.
Well, I'll tell
you
this.
The cool aunt. I'm very much the cool aunt. Yeah. I just don't want kids of my own. No way.
Right. You know, in all the parties I've thrown, and Momo, you've been to a lot of them. Linz, you've never been to one of my parties because of COVID and all that stuff. I had to cancel the Labor Day party.
I know. Oh, you're canceling this? Okay.
Yeah. Got to cancel. I can't throw a party on Labor Day now under any circumstances.
Let's do a virtual party.
No, I think they're stupid.
Zoom.
Yes, dumb. I don't need big Zoom groups.
Yeah.
That part of the pandemic is over for me.
Most people have Zoom fatigue at this point anyway. We don't need to do Zoom concerts
and parties.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there has never been, Momo, and I have a hard and fast rule, there has never been a kid at one of my parties.
Well, there's a lot of alcohol.
Yep. Never a kid. never a kid.
Yeah.
And it's always stipulated.
Yeah,
this isn't a kid's party. It's for grown-ups.
Yeah, when I got married, I made sure it was a no-kid wedding, except for the two flower girls, right?
Sure.
And then I had, like, that one friend who was like, oh, but I mean, my daughter's so mature, I really want to bring... I'm like, dude, what part of no kids do you not understand? Just get a babysitter. Like, she...
How old was her kid?
Like, 6.
Yeah, that's silly.
Yeah, I was like, come on.
Yeah, that's...
What is a 6-year-old going to do at a wedding with no kids?
The only kids who were there were my two nieces who were the flower girls.
And all they're going to do is cause trouble.
Yeah.
A 6-year-old at a wedding reception. And
just because you don't want to get a babysitter. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm having some issues with a babysitter this weekend. I have one, but we need two because...
Wait a minute. You got your mom's.
No, she's coming to the party too. It's a family party.
Oh, that's right.
I know. So like, no, the people... So we have one person, but it's a Saturday night. And also with, you know, you can't just like go on any website or get some random person right now. You got to make sure they're all COVID safe and vaccinated.
This is one of the reasons I don't have kids.
Yeah.
I can just up and go to Costa Rica on Saturday and be done with it.
And you have how many dog sitters? How many dog sitters do you have on the speed dial?
I have one live-in dog sitter.
Live-in?
Yep. She lives in.
Is it the same one I met at your party?
No, God, no. That's such an inside joke, but no, you want to talk, Jeannie used the word cuckoo, I'll use it a different way. That girl was cuckoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, our original dog sitter was cuckoo. No, this is a really responsible, she's the same person every time, she knows the dogs, it's comfortable.
Mace, let's put it this way, that dog sitter made an impression. She taught me some things I did not know.
Can't even explain.
Yep.
Can't even explain. All right, Lynch, what's next?
All right, one of the largest hotel owners in the U.S. is charging some guests extra money to use the swimming pool or gym, check in early, and get breakfast while cutting room rates in return.
Okay.
MCR Hotels, which says it's the U.S.'s fourth largest hotel owner-operator, is adding charges for these amenities and services at about 12 of its independent hotels. So guests are going to have to pay $20 to check in early and a similar amount to check out late. Swimming pool now costs $25 to use over the weekend, but it's free during the week. Guests will also have to pay to use the gym and to eat breakfast. And in return, the hotels are cutting the prices of the rooms. Would you rather pay a lower hotel rate and be charged a la carte for its amenities?
What hotels are these? What, give me the brands.
MCR Hotel. That's
I know, but like, what's a brand? Like,
fourth largest hotel company Let just accepted for its
No, I know, but I want to know, is this a Hilton? Is this a...
Anyway,
Hazen?
Would you rather pay a lower hotel rate and be charged a la carte for its amenities? Swipe left or swipe right?
No, I want it all in one shot. I don't want to pay every time I go to the gym. I don't want to pay every time I go to the pool. I don't
want to
pay.
But do you always use that stuff? Because I could see how this would be a win for people who don't use any of the amenities.
What's the point of going to a hotel if you're not going to use the amenities, right?
What do you mean? Like, there's plenty of people that go to a hotel just to sleep.
Yeah, but do I have to pay to go to a pool?
Dude, MCR Hotels has Hiltons, Marriott's.
So it's big brands.
It says that there's like specific hotels that they're doing it with. They're trying it out with. It doesn't specify which ones. That's why I didn't get into the logistics of the brands and stuff.
So, Ramona. A la carte or all in?
Oh, all in. I think this is the dumbest thing I've heard in a long time.
You know what I don't want to do on vacation? I don't want to do a lot of thinking.
Yeah.
I don't want to think, oh, God, yeah, I got to do this. I got to cat.
On vacation, yes. But what if you're a business person who you're going to a hotel for a business trip you're going to be working and you're not going to have time to swim. Yeah. You're not going to have time to work out, or you're not somebody who uses a gym. Like, I could see how it would make sense.
What do they care? They're already paying. It's already there. The gym's already there. And I don't really buy that the rates are going to be lower, because hotel prices fluctuate day to day anyway. It's not like it's every day it's 119.
They would offer a price of $90.
Right.
And then a la carte. And then they would also offer a higher price where everything's all inclusive. And
it just feels like a way to make extra money.
Yeah, it does feel like – it feels a little bit like airlines. Yeah. I don't want hotels to become like airlines where you got to pay extra for every single thing. Or I – you know, when I go to a hotel – and by the way, Momo, this is an absolutely true story.
Okay.
So everybody thinks, oh, Mason's going on vacation and he's spending a lot of money and it's expensive and all that stuff. And it is by ordinary
standards.
You don't
need to apologize. You work hard.
It is. But we never stay in a hotel over a $300 price point.
That's good.
Ever. And
that's
your
cutoff.
That's the cutoff. If I see a three, there's no way. It's got to be in the twos. And that's the way you keep vacations super affordable. Like right now, Costa Rica is super affordable and got the room for like $291 a night. Perfect. Perfect. I know people are spending $600, $700. You know, Ireland will say, you should try this hotel. And then I look up the hotel. It's like $900 a night.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no.
Are you kidding me? No. No.
Yeah.
No, you can do this for a lot less.
I use my Marriott points when I stay at hotels like that.
Do
like,
you?
Yeah, like I went to the Bacara that's up in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, oh,
every
that's
time
super expensive.
So
one.
Expensive. Oh, my gosh. But I just cash in a bunch of points. If I had to pay my own money to stay there, oh, my God, come on.
Lindsay, expensive
like
hotel rooms. Do you ever stay in expensive hotel rooms?
Nope. I don't have money to be able to afford those type of things, as you know. Not really in my budget.
As you know. All right. Is that it for Radio Tinder?
That is all for today.
Okay. Excellent. Momo coming up less. Coming up next.
Less?
There is a coming up less. Coming up next. There is a famous celebrity who says he's not going to leave his fortune to his kids.
What?
Yeah. That's coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.